Number 24, or page
25 more minutes. Glory, God shine. This is your opportunity this morning to have your way with us. And so, Lord, we give this meeting to you. We pray that you will have your way with and through every one of us. May we all be connected to the head. And from you through all the members of your body, cause there to be life that flows. Lord, we have faith for each other in this meeting. Bless everyone here. Bless Sister Gerda on her way back home. Father, we just pray that you will get your will done. This morning, in this service, let not one thing fail of what you have ordained. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you have in the Chinese book, in the camp book, though, number 34, is a prayer that we can pray together, perhaps. I hope it's in Chinese. If not, bear with me. Just to be clay in the potter's hand, Lord, make me to be what you want me to be every moment of this day. 34 in the white book.
Every moment of every day.
Thank you. you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe we could all stand together and sing the verses of that song. Is it in Chinese? It's number 14 in the Pilgrim Camp Book. I don't know the... Is it in the Chinese book?
I hope there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus and sing this new song.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, washed us from sin. Hallelujah to you. Oh, hallelujah. Forever. Amen. Now you saw what we just sang. You heard what we just sang in that first verse. There stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus. And they sing a new song. And you know who's singing?
你知道谁在唱新歌吗?
Listen carefully.
我们仔细地听
Listen, maybe you can hear from heaven. You know who's joining us this morning?
你知道今天谁在跟我们一起唱吗? 如果我们仔细听 可能可以听到从天上来的声音
Who's singing?
到底谁在唱呢?
Oh, Jesus is singing, yeah. I guess
是的, 耶稣在唱
Can you hear Brother Jack and Sister Nancy?
你可以听见周牧师, 周师母 跟我们一起唱吗?
Can you hear Brother Gardner or whoever you might think of that's gone on before?
你可以听见贾德纳牧师还有那一切比我们先去的吗?
We're all singing the same song.
我们都在一起唱同一首新歌。
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
那羔羊被杀的羔羊。
Worthy is the glory and honor and power both now and forever.
愿那被杀的羔羊能够荣耀尊贵权柄都归给他直到永远。
So we're not the only one singing. There are lots of people singing.
所以我们不是只是我们在唱，有许许多多的人跟我们一起唱。
We join with their voice and we lend our praise and our thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟他们一起把赞美、感谢、荣耀都归给耶稣基督。
I look around, I see pictures of different ones that have gone on before us.
我在这边我们可以看见有一些的照片是比我们先去天堂的圣徒。
I can hear my cousin singing.
我也可以听见我的堂哥在唱。
Brother Wanamaker singing.
还有这位弟兄在唱。
He's probably playing his violin also.
他可能在天上还在弹他的小提琴。
What a privilege we have to join together.
今天我们何等的特权，我们可以跟他们一起在这里敬拜我们的主耶稣基督。
Let's start over again. Sing the first verse.
让我们再从头开始唱第一节。
With harps and with viol, there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus and sing this new song unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. All these were sinners defiled in His sight. Now arrayed in pure garments, in praise they forever. Amen. and taught us this new song to sing unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. How helpless and hopeless we sinners have been, if He never had loved us till cleansed from our sin. Unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. Now let's just sing just our voices, just all the... All your voices, no instruments, just sing that chorus.
现在我们就用我们的声音清唱。
Unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto Him be the glory forever. Worship the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Worthy art Thou, O Lord. We bow, O Lord, to Thee. Hallelujah. We praise You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. Our voices shall ring, so that others believing this new song shall sing unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto Him be the glory for. Hallelujah, we adore You. We worship. worship you, we praise you, Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, through you, by faith, we share the glory of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Continually, joyfully, we share the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Amen.
We worship you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, we do worship and adore and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
We thank you. You have the power to deliver us.
主啊, 我们相信, 因为感谢你, 你有能力释放我们。
We're looking to you to make changes in us.
Yes,
我们也盼望你今天在我们当中改变我们。
Set us free from ourselves.
使我们脱离自己。
You're the mighty conqueror.
因为你是那位得胜者。
And we want you to conquer us.
我们希望你在我们身上得胜,
that we may run freely after you.
Amen.
所以我们可以快跑的, 自由的来跟随你,
for your name's sake.
哦, 为了你的名的缘故,
for your purposes.
为了你的旨意,
that we may be instruments free in your hands.
所以我们可以成为你手中合用的器皿.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I was wondering if now is the time to get up and share something from Judges chapter 6, and then Sister Martha just prayed my introduction.
我正在想说我是不是应该站起来继续我们读士师记第六章，玛莎姐妹就做了一个祷告，这就是我的介绍。
Before we open our Bibles, I would like to, on behalf of Brother Paul and the camp, thank JMI for the four hanging plants that were donated and given to camp.
from your organization.
在我开始之前，我要代表 Paul 弟兄来向 JMI 的团队来感谢，谢谢你们送给 Camp 四盆吊盆的花。
I don't know which ones they are, but I'm going to take a look at them sooner or later.
我不知道他们到底是哪一个，但是我待会儿去看一看。
And also, if you have not yet on the way out the door on either little table, there are some bookmarks.
如果你们还没有拿到的话，在门口的地方有书签。
They're from Pilgrim Camp this year. You're going to be given out to the different ones that come. Our theme for the year is on these bookmarks. So take one if you'd like to.
在书签上我们都有每一年的主题，所以欢迎大家能够拿这个书签回去。
I'm sorry, the Chinese edition hasn't yet been published, but maybe before the end of the year it will be.
或许在年。
Oh, there's some older ones also.
还有前几年的书签都在这里。对不起，中文版还没有出版，可能年底以前会出版。
Now, before we read, could we pray yet for someone who is in need of prayer this morning?
在我们开始之前，我们想为有需要的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I usually see the translator, Sister Christine, out on the West Coast.
通常我跟 Brother Ernie 我们是在西海岸服侍，一起服侍。
Almost every year for 20 some odd years.
大概每一年大概也有二十多年了。
I've had the joy and privilege of being out with them and at SVCA, and this year again I have the opportunity to go in September.And I'm expecting Christine will be there.
所以我们很感谢主有这个机会，到二十多年了。那今年我们教会的劳工节退休会，我们又请了 Brother Ernie 到我们教会，在
one of their pastors
在加州
having surgery this morning.
我们的师母于师母今天有要开刀。
Sister Nancy Yu.
我们于师母。
And we want to remember her this morning that God will just be with her and.Keep his hand upon her and help her throughout this day.
我们祷告主，求主来保守，来医治我们的师母。
Now those of us that don't know Chinese will have to bear now with the English. I'm sorry, with the Chinese sister Christine, pray with us. You don't have to translate your prayer. Pray for Sister Nancy.
In Chinese?
Yeah. Whatever language you take.
Okay.
German if you like.
Okay. Brother Ernie. 叫我为我们的于师母祷告。我们现在因为他几个礼拜以前有一个小中风，后来医生发现他的颈部有那个血栓，对，堵塞，所以今天在做手术。
God helps us.
主啊，我们在这里恭恭敬敬地把我们所亲爱的于师母交在你的手中，她是你所呼召的宝贵的器皿，被分别出来，她一生为你辛劳。主啊，在你面前忠心，今天她要经过一个手术。哦，主啊，我们把她恭敬地交在你的面前。主啊，她在手术台上的时候，不是她一个人，你与她同在，你就站在她手术台的旁边，你是那一位大医生。你要保守她，主啊，让她借着医生的手，你完全的医治于师母，让她的血管所有的阻塞都被打通。哦，主啊，你要给她健康的身体，要给他一个新的健康的身体，健康的心脏，健康的血管，让他今后的日子他的身体日子如何，力量也如何，让他身体有一个从神来的神圣的健康，可以一直带着他走完余生的道路，他能够一直的来服侍你。真的是他的日子如何，力量也如何，让他的身体不再成为他的拦阻，不再搅扰他，反而成为能够一直 support 他，一直到底。哦，主啊，你要来医治他，主啊，也来保守于牧师和他的全家。哦，在经过这个过程里面，你给他们极大的平安，给他们极大的信心。主啊，我们要来见证你到今天仍然是医治的神。哦，你是那位医治的神，我们一同来仰望你，我们在信心里一同仰望你。耶稣的鞭伤成为师母的医治。主啊，谢谢主，谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't mind at all being in a meeting where people speak Chinese or any other language. I feel right at home.
我一点都不介意在一个聚会里面大家说不一样的语言，不管你是说德文是说中文，我都感觉像在家里一样。
In our church in New York, on occasion I would ask one of the men in the church to pray with us in closing.
在我自己牧会的这个教会，有的时候在聚会结束的时候，我也会请一位弟兄上来祷告。
And I would often call on a man who prays in Spanish.
我常常会邀请一位弟兄来用西班牙话祷告。
I have no idea what he's talking about.
我一点都听不懂他祷告的词。
But I know it's all good.
但是我知道都祷告得很好。
And I can sense that he's touching God when he prays.
而且我可以感受到当他祷告的时候，他可以摸着神。
And that's a wonderful thing.
这是一件何等奇妙的事。
No matter what language, no matter what background, no matter what you eat and what you don't eat.
不管我们的文化，我们的背景，还有我们吃的食物。
There's a common bond that unites us together.
但是在我们中间有一个可以使我们一起连结的。
But let's get back to Judges chapter 6.
好，我们现在再来看士师记第六章。
And if you remember yesterday, we're trying to make a vessel.We're trying to find somebody who God can use to be a vessel.
昨天晚上我们就讲到神在寻找一位他可以做塑造成的一个器皿。
And so we read yesterday that he finally the Lord found a Gideon.
我们在这里看到主找到了基甸。
This mighty man of valor who was threshing wheat in the winepress.
这位耶和华的大能的勇士，他却在酒榨里打麦子。
But God called Gideon.
但是神呼召了基甸。
And God promised that he would be with Gideon.
而且神应许他会与基甸同在。
And God could and would use Gideon to deliver the children of Israel from the hand of the Midianites.
而且他呼召基甸要把以色列人从米甸人的手中拯救出来。
Who for 7 years had tethered and fettered the people of God, had bound them and impoverished them.
因为七年了，米甸人他那个总是来攻打神的百姓，而且使他们极其的贫穷。
But God wanted to break every one of those fetters and set them free.
但是神却要断开一切的锁链，使他们得自由。
Free from the impoverishment, the oppression, the whatever you want to call it, free from the enemy.
使他们可以得自由，从他们的贫穷的光景、被掳的光景，从仇敌的手中被得释放。
And going back again to last night, Gideon said, Lord, let me bring you something. I want to bring you something.
像我们昨天晚上说到的，基甸就说，我想要带一个礼物来给你。
I think that offering that Gideon brought, I would equate it today with ourselves, bringing ourselves before God.
基甸所带的礼物呢，今天用我们的话来说，我觉得就是把我们自己的全人带上来。
Gideon brought something that was very precious and very costly.
因为基甸所献上的礼物是一个贵重、极贵重、有代价的礼物。
He gave it, he offered it as an offering. As a sacrifice to God.
但是他把他献上当成一个祭牲，当成一个礼物。
The sacrifice that Gideon offered was accepted by God.
而他的礼物呢，蒙神悦纳了。
We know it was accepted because as Gideon poured it out before the Lord, the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed that sacrifice.
但我们知道神悦纳了，因为当基甸把这个祭物献上的时候，耶和华降火在这个磐石上，把这个祭物烧掉。
And that's what God wants to do with us.
那这也是神要做在我们身上的。
We give ourselves to Him.
当我们把自己奉献给他的时候。
Because He called us, not because we called Him, but because He called us.
不是我们呼召他，而是他呼召了我们。
And we respond to that call by offering our lump of clay as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him.
我们回应了他的呼召，就把我们这一个人这一块泥土献在他的手中，把它当成活祭献上。
Now, when we're offering ourselves to Him, we've got a lot of problems sometimes still in us.
当我们把自己奉献给神的时候，我们里面还是常常有许多的毛病。
We're not perfect.
因为我们还没有完全。
We're not yet in His image and in His likeness.
我们还没有被磨成他的形象。
But we give ourselves to Him, expecting that He's going to take us and make us what He wants us to be.
但是当我们把自己奉献给他的时候，我们期待他会做工在我们身上，把我们磨成他所要我们的样子。
And the wonderful thing is, although we may not be perfect when we give ourselves, He accepts us just the way we are.
很奇妙的是，就是当我们把自己奉献给神的时候，我们并不完全，但是他却照我们的本相接纳我们。
I wonder how many imperfections there are if we were to count them up in all of us that are here this morning.
如果今天我们把我们在座的所有身上的不完美都数出来，我们真的是数不尽。
Anybody here have one imperfection?
我们在其中有没有人有一样不完美？
Probably, you know, we'd have to raise both hands and maybe stick a leg up in the air too.
我们可能要双手双脚都要举起来。
Yeah, we're flawed.
因为我们太多的缺陷。
But we're here, one of the reasons is because we don't want to be flawed.
但我们之所以能够在这里，是因为我们不希望继续的残缺下去。
We want him to getting back to Sister Martha's prayer. We want him to set us free.
就像刚刚玛莎姐妹祷告的，我们希望她使我们得自由，释放我们。
The songwriter said, "Lord, save me better, make me purer."
就像有一首诗歌祷告的，让我成为更好，让我更洁净。
The question is not only are you saved or are you not saved.
所以这问题不在于我们到底有没有得救。
The question is how saved do you want to be?
而是你到底要得救到多少程度。
He wants to save to the uttermost.
因为他要救我们，要救到底。
He doesn't want to save you a little bit.
他不是只是想要拯救你一点点。
Oh, so many people want to be saved a little bit.
很多人他们只希望得救那么一点点。
Just enough to be able to get to heaven.
就是得救到只要可以勉强的进天堂就好了。
Because I don't want to go there.
因为我不想下地狱。
I want to go there.
我希望上天堂。
And so Lord,Save me so that I don't have to go there, but I can go there.
主啊，就拯救我到一个程度，我不需要下地狱就可以了。
But how about save so that I can become a vessel unto honor?
但是好不好？我们都得救到，我们可以成为贵重的器皿。
No, not that much, Lord.
主啊，可能不要到那个程度吧。
No, we're here because we want Jesus to save us through and through.
但是我们之所以坐在这里，我们就希望主耶稣救我们，救到底。
And that's what we're going to read next in the story of Gideon, chapter 6, and beginning in verse 25.
这就是我们继续要来看基甸的故事，从25节开始。
Now notice the words. I believe that the words in the Bible are important.
我相信在圣经里的话都是很重要的。
I'm sure you believe that too.
我相信你们也如此相信。
But I mean every word is important. That same night, it says. The same night that Gideon offered the offering to the Lord and the Lord accepted it. That very night.
当那夜，就是那一天，基甸把礼物献上的那一天，就是那个晚上。
The Lord said to Gideon, take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that's 7 years old, tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down and offer the second bull there.As a burnt offering.
二十五节开始，到那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“你取你父亲的牛，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛边的木偶，在这盘上整整齐齐的为耶和华你神筑一座坛，将第二只牛献为燔祭，用你所砍下的木偶做柴。”
Gideon, you're off to a good start, but you've got some idols in the yard.
所以基甸虽然他有一个好的开始，但是在他家后院里还有木偶，还有偶像。
Your dad's got some idols to Baal and an Asherah pole back there.
因为你父亲还有为巴利所筑的坛，还有坛上的木偶。
Gideon, I want you to get rid of those.
基甸，我希望你把那些都拆毁。
I don't know if you sing in Chinese, but we sing in English. Break down every idol, cast out every foe.
我有一首诗歌我们唱的就是把所有的偶像还有木偶还有仇敌都打碎击败。
The little idols, the big idols, the ones you like a lot.
有一些是小的木偶像有一些是大的偶像有一些是你喜欢的。
Those sins that so easily beset us.
有一些是容易缠累我们的罪。
The ones that we excuse because we've always had them. We were born with that. That's just the way I am.
有一些呢，我们有很好的借口，因为这些我天生就具有的。
you may have been born with it, and that just may be the way you are, but Jesus has come to make you a new creation.
或许你天生就有一些这些的毛病，但是基督来是要使你成为新造的人。
And to save you through and through.
而且是一再的不断的拯救我们。
The picture back there is of Brother Joseph Wanamaker.
哦，这位是 Brother Joseph Wanamaker.
Yeah.He was a man who greatly influenced Brother Hans and learned from Sister Robinson and was one of the, what would you say, the guiding lights to our fellowship of churches.
这位这位万老牧师万约瑟万老牧师
Ask me, what, oh, no, never mind.
万老牧师
Yeah, that's
他呢他曾经跟罗比森师母学习而且大大的影响吴老牧师他等于是在这里好像是一盏明灯。
He had gotten marvelously saved.
他就是被神很奇妙的拯救了。
He used to be an entertainer in a kind of a, I'd call it a nightclub, it was probably just a dance hall.
他曾经在那个俱乐部啊或是在那个他是一个娱乐界的人士。
And the Lord saved him from all of that.
但是神却把他拯救出来。
He offered himself to the Lord. He poured out his life as an oblation, a drink offering to God.
他就把自己献上，把自己当成一个奠祭，献在神的面前。
The Lord accepted him just the way that he was, and then he began to follow Jesus.
神悦纳了他，照他本相悦纳他，他就开始跟随耶稣。
But he still had an idol in the yard.
但是他还在他的家里还是有一个偶像。
He still had a fetter or fetters to be broken.
但是他还身上还有锁链必须被断开。
He still needed to be saved better.
他还是需要继续的得救。
And with Brother Wanamaker, it was his temper.
哦，在万老牧师的身上呢，就是他的脾气。
Anybody here? Better not ask that question.
我想我不用。
Anybody here have a bad temper?
在这里有没有人有？不好的脾气。
Yeah, sometimes people have bad tempers.
有的时候人有坏的脾气。
Now, sometimes people have other problems.
那有些人有别的问题。
Brother Wanamaker, he had this temper. He called it his Hungarian temper.
他有这么一个脾气，他自己称为是匈牙利的脾气。
I don't think it had much to do with his Hungarian background. I think it had to do with his father.Adam, the devil.
我想这跟那个匈牙利人没有关系，应该跟他的老祖宗亚当有关系。
We're sometimes born this way. We're born with these things.
但是有的时候，这些就是我们与生俱来的毛病问题。
Now you may be the most easygoing person in the world, and you can't understand how anybody could have a temper.
或许你是一个非常随和的人，你没有办法想象有人会有坏脾气。
But you got other things that you got problems with.
但是我相信你有别的毛病。
And Brother Wanamaker was praying about that, asking God to help him.
所以万老牧师就为这件事情祷告，求主帮助他。
And one day he was at his home.
有一天他在他的家里。
And his mother crossed his path.
然后他的妈妈从他那边经过。
She did something that he didn't like.
那他妈妈做了一件事情，他很不高兴的。
It wasn't a big deal, but he got so angry.
那不是一件大事，但是他却很不高兴。
And he lost his temper.
他就发了脾气。
I wish he would have lost it just once and for all, but he kept getting it back again once he lost it.
我希望当我们发脾气，可能一次就把所有的脾气都发完了，但是这些脾气还是会回来。他就开始对他妈妈吼叫起来。
And as soon as he did that,
当他这么做的时候
，God didn't say these words, but in essence said, "You got to cut down that thing that's in the backyard and get rid of it if you want to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for my use."
立刻神就说你必须要把这些偶像都砍下来，如果你想要分别为圣，做一个合用的贵重的器皿的话。
He felt so convicted about that.
他心里被光照。
And he got down on his knees in the kitchen.
所以他就在他的厨房里跪下来。
And he bent over the chair and he was banging on the chair as he was praying, God, take this temper from me or I die.
然后他就跪在那边，手一直捶打了这个椅子。主啊，如果你不把，除非你把这个脾气拿走，不然我宁可死掉。
I don't want to live this way anymore, and I don't have to live this way anymore because you save to the uttermost.
他说我不想再这样子的活下去，我也不需要再这样子的活下去，因为你可以把我救到底。
Brother Wanamaker was desperate.
因为他非常的迫切。
He wasn't saved a little bit to so he can go to heaven. He wanted to be saved to the uttermost.
他不是只是得救，将将得救可以不下地狱，而是他希望能够被拯救到底。
He wouldn't have been a very good preacher or evangelist if he kept losing his temper.
如果他常常发脾气的话，他不可能做一个好的传道人。
God needed to change that.
神必须要改变他。
And God did.
而且神改变了他。
I didn't know Brother Wanamaker when he was a young man.
当我认识他的时候，他已经不是一个年轻人。
I knew him when he was an old man.
但是当他年老的时候，我见过他。
And he did not have a temper.
他完全没有脾气了。
He was the sweetest, kindest, gentlest man you could find.
他是一个这么温和、这么和善、慈祥的人。
Jesus did that for him.
那是耶稣做成的。
My first year that I left my job and I came full time into the ministry.
当我离开了我的工作岗位，第一年，成为传道人的第一年。
I was 23 years old.
我大概23岁左右。
So that was about 6 years ago.
差不多六年以前。
And, Lord, forgive me for lying.
主啊，求你赦免我，我刚刚说谎了。
I was sitting on the platform with a lot of other ministers.
所以我当时坐在讲台上，旁边还有许多的传道人。
And we sang a song, I think I heard it being sung here yesterday. Oh, to be like thee.We sang that song.
那我们在台上跟着其他的传道人，我们一起唱一首歌，就说：“哦，主啊，我要像你。”
And the song just finished, and some lady jumped up to testify.
那当我们唱完了以后，有一位姐妹就跳起来要做一个见证。
She was a retired missionary.
她是一个已经退了休的宣教士。
I was 23. She was probably, I don't know, she looked like 103.
我当时23岁，她看起来好像103岁的样子。
White hair and a bun and old, and she jumped up.
她白头发做了一个记她就跳起来。
And she said, I'm so convicted.
她说啊，我实在太蒙光照了。
That verse that we sang, patient.Patient, I'm so convicted.
那我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌里面有讲到要忍耐，要有耐心。哦，我实在大受光照，大受责备。
She didn't go into any more detail than that, but I remember thinking, if she hasn't gotten far enough yet, where am I?
我还没听她讲完，但是我心里在想，如果她都还没有完全得着的话，那我不是差得更远吗？
But I've learned since then that all through our lives, He's changing us.
但是后来我知道，我们一辈子神都在改变我们。
That's why we need to be a little bit patient with each other.
所以呢，我们就必须要彼此互相的稍微忍耐一点。
Because, believe it or not, she, he, they're not perfect.
那我们知道吗？因为这个人，这个弟兄姐妹，他们还没有完全。
And sometimes the imperfection shows.
有的时候，他们的不完美就表现出来。
But he's patient with us.
但是我们的主对我们是多么的有耐心。
To be changed, he changes us from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以当我们愿意被他改变的时候，他就借着主的灵，荣上加荣的改变我们。
You know, I look at our church as a hospital.
所以我常常把我们的教会看成是一个医院。
Varying degrees of sick people.
所以我们有不同程度的病人。
Some are on a respirator.
有些人呢，他们必须要上呼吸器。
They need a lot of attention.
因为他们需要很多的照顾。
They need a lot of help.
他们需要很多的帮助。
And we're there to help them.
我们就是必须要来帮助他们。
We're not there to pull the plug on them.
我们不是要把他们的那个呼吸器的拔掉，就想说，哎，这个人我没无可救药了，无可救药了，再见吧。我希望你能够还自己可以活下去。
We're there to help that sick one.
但是我们必须在这里帮助这些生病的人。耶稣来不是要帮助康健的人，而是有病的人。他不是来这里来定罪这些病人，而是要使他们得痊愈。
And so he puts his finger on something in your life, in your heart, in your nature.
所以当他把指头指向你的心里或是你的天然人的某一个东西。
Don't dismiss that and say, oh, I'm Chinese, that's why.
你不要就轻易的把它摆开就说啊我是中国人中国人就是这个样子的。
I'm German, I got a hard head, nobody tell me anything, I got a hard head.
我是德国人我的脑子是很刚硬很死硬的别人不要告诉我做什么。
Maybe it's not German or Chinese, maybe it's, Lord, you have to refine me.
或许不在于德国人不在于中国人主啊你必须要来炼净我们
I have an idol in the yard.
因为在我们家里还有偶像
The Lord that same night that Gideon offered himself said Gideon cut the thing down
所以当那夜基甸献上礼物的时候耶和华对他说
remember,
你必须要把你的偶像除掉
Remember yesterday I said obedience was so critical take the offering pour it out Gideon immediately does what he's told to do
就像昨天当耶和华的使者告诉基甸要把肉和无酵饼放在磐石上的时候基甸必须要顺服
Here's another example of obedience So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him
然后在这里我们也看见基甸他继续的顺服他就从他的仆人中挑了十个人照着耶和华吩咐他的行了。
He did it that night under the cover of darkness. He knew he could get into a lot of trouble. He knew everybody wasn't going to be happy with him. But the Lord told him to do it.
他就在夜里行了他不敢在白天行因为他知道这样子的话他会惹下很大的麻烦但是主叫他做他就照着做了。
So it really doesn't matter.What the people say or what the people want, this is what the Lord wants, so I have to obey Him.
所以不在乎别人说什么要什么而是在于主主既然这样子吩咐了我们就必须顺服。
We had a man that was a butcher by trade.
我们有一位弟兄他是一个屠夫。
He's long now gone home to be with the Lord. His name was Brother Costanza, Dan Costanza. You probably know some of his family.
他的名字叫 Dan Costanza 他已经到主那里去了
and as a job in the butcher shop he then came and found the Lord through a series of circumstances and events
他是一个屠夫但是因为他生命中一些发生的事情后来他就得救了
and his boss always expected that when he would slice a quarter of a pound of ham or a quarter of a pound of bologna he would on the scale also weigh his finger
他的老板呢就希望他告诉他每次当他切下来比方说四分之一磅的牛肉的时候在放在这个秤上面的时候都是把自己的手指头也放在上面。
Because if you put the bologna on there and you put your finger on there, you can sell a half a pound of bologna when it's really only, a quarter of a pound of bologna.
因为如果你把你的手指头放在上面的话你称出来的那个你卖的那个肉就会比较轻一点。
The owner of the butcher shop liked that.
因为这个屠宰场的主人呢这个肉店的主人就很喜欢他这么做。
And then Brother Dan got saved.
然后这位弟兄得救了以后。
And he went back to doing what he always had done at the butcher shop, but he was convicted.
然后他就回到他的肉店里继续这么做但是他心里就蒙了光照
God spoke to him and said no, no, you can't weigh your finger with the bologna
神就跟他说你不能在称肉的时候把你的手指头也放在肉的上面
you have to be honest
你必须要诚实
you have to give what you're supposed to give for the money you're collecting for
你必须把你当得的肉给那个付钱的人
his boss began to notice the difference
他的老板就发现了现在他不一样了
and his boss told him you can't do that you gotta put your finger there you're losing money for us
他的老板就说你不能这样子你必须把你的手指头按在那个肉上不然的话我们会亏钱
and he told his boss I can't put my finger there because my real boss tells me that it's wrong to do that
但是他说我不能把我的手指头放在上面因为我真正的老板告诉我不可以这么做
so his little boss here on earth said to him well if you don't put your finger there then you're not going to be able to workthe counter we're going to put you in the freezer
然后他的老板就说如果你不在这个店铺的前面这样的做的话我们就把你放在后面的冷冻柜里面做事
now, not just put in the freezer to cool him off, but to put him in the freezer. Now you can start cutting up the racks of meat that are hanging there.
把它放到冰冻柜里，不是让它去凉快，而是它在那边，它要开始切肉。
It's a harder job.
对他来说是一个比较更辛苦一点的工作。
It's cold in the freezer.
因为在那个冰冻冷冻室里面很冷。
But that's the price you'll have to pay if you're not going to put your finger on the scale.
但是如果你不愿意把你的手指头放在这个秤上面，那这就是你要付的代价。
His boss wasn't happy with him.
因为他的老板对他做的事情不满意。
But it really didn't matter to Brother Dan what his boss thought because he had to obey God rather than man.
但是对这位弟兄不在乎他的老板高不高兴，而是在于他真正的天上的老板高不高兴。
Years ago, there was a young man that had started to come to our church.
好几年以前，有一位年轻人开始来到我们的教会当中。
He was from a Jewish background.
因为他是一位犹太人。
And he got saved.
那他得救了。
And he started to date one of the ladies from our church.
那他就开始在我们教他跟我们教会的一位年轻的姐妹开始约会。
And they got married.
他们就结婚了。
And this man then said to me he wanted to follow the Lord in water baptism.
那他就跟我说他希望跟随主能够受洗得救。
So we talked about it and he wanted to follow the Lord.
他我们跟他有一个谈话，他希望能够跟随主，能够受洗。
He said to me in the conversation, if I get baptized, my parents are going to disown me.
但是他却跟我说，如果我要受洗的话，我的父母可能会跟我断绝关系。
That's a price I'll have to pay, but I have to please God.
他明白这个是他所要付的代价，但是他说我却要讨神的喜悦。
He got baptized in water and his parents disowned him. They put all the things that they had, the pictures, everything in a little box and they buried it in the yard.
他受洗了以后，他的父母真的就跟他断绝关系。他们父母把他有关这个孩子一切的他的照片啊什么放在一个箱子里面，就埋在他们家的院子里面了。
It says here with Gideon, when he cut down that Asherah pole in the altar, in the morning the men of the town got up, and there was Baal's altar demolished, with the Asherah pole beside it cut down, and the second bull sacrificed on the newly built altar. And they asked each other, who did this?
城里的人清早起来，见巴利的坛拆毁，坛旁的木偶砍下，第二只牛陷在新竹的坛上，就彼此说：“这事是谁做的呢？”
And they carefully investigated the matter, and they found that it was Gideon, the son of Joash, who did it.
他们访查之后就说：“这是约阿施的儿子基甸做的。”
The men of the town demanded of Joash, "Bring out your son; he must die."Because he's broken down Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah pole beside it.
城里的人对约阿施说：“将你儿子交出来，好治死他，因为他拆毁了巴利的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶。”
Not everybody was happy with Gideon.
所以在这里，不是每一个人都高兴基甸做的。
There was one that was, and that was God in heaven.
只有一位。他喜悦就是在天上的神，因为神要把基甸塑造成一个器皿，他要把他塑造成一个器皿，可以使以色列人从这个捆绑中得救。但是基甸却必须要付一个代价。
When he was cutting down the pole in the altar, he realized that he might have to pay a price.
当他砍下这些木偶和祭坛的时候，他自己心里明白，他必须要付代价。
Jesus said to his disciples, "Your enemies may be they of your own household."
因为耶稣也对他的门徒说，你的仇敌很可能是你家里的人。
But you need to be willing to pay that price if you want to be my vessel.
但是如果你愿意成为我的器皿，你必须要愿意付这样子的代价。
And walk away from the world and the things of the world and the friends of the world and everything else that the world has to offer.
要离开这个世界，离开这个世界所能够给你的一切，金钱、名利还朋友。
When the enemies, the Midianites, began to see that there was something stirring among God's people, they fought back.
但是当米甸人看见以色列人中间有事情的时候，他们就会来反抗。
Verse 33, the Midianites, the Amalekites, the other eastern people joined forces. They crossed over the Jordan and camped in the valley of Jezreel. And then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon and he blew the trumpet.
所以在33节就是米甸人、亚玛利人和东方人都聚集过河，在耶斯列的平原安营。耶和华的灵临到降在基甸的身上，他就吹角。
It's been my experience.
这也是我个人的经历。
I've seen it in the lives of others also.
我也看见在别人身上的经历。
That when people get serious with God and really want to follow Him with their whole heart.
当人开始对神认真，决定要全心跟随神的时候，
There's a battle that ensues.
马上就会有属灵的征战。
The enemy will try to dissuade that individual.
因为仇敌呢就会想要来攻击，要来击打这个人。
I remember when my cousin Eddie, whose picture is over there on the wall.
我记得我的堂哥 Eddie, 他的照片在那里。
He and his wife stepped out into full-time Christian work.
当他跟他的姊妹决定要成为全世界的传道人。
That summer, my cousin got very, very sick.
那一个暑假呢，我的堂哥就非常的生病，很深的很重的病。
Just could not get out of bed for a month.
他发高烧，不能从床上起来，大概有一个月。
Nobody really knew what was going on with him or what was wrong. I remember being there with his dad many times praying with Eddie.
没有人知道到底发生了什么事。我记得我常常去看他跟他的父亲在床边为他祷告。
And his dad said to me one time, I was very young, but his dad said to me, Ernie, this is an attack of the enemy.
我记得当时我还很年少，我的叔叔就跟我说，Ernie, 这个是仇敌的攻击。
And we have to fight this battle.
我们必须要打这场仗。
Our battle is not with flesh and blood, but it's principalities and powers.
因为我们所征战的不是与血气的征战，乃是与属空中的恶魔征战。
A couple of years later, it became my turn.
那过几年之后就轮到我了。
And I gave my boss my notice at work that I was leaving the job. And right about that time, my wife got very, very sick.
那我当时我在我的工作岗位上，我递上了辞呈之后，我的妻子开始生病。
She was bleeding internally, and they could not stop it.
她有内出血，那医生就没有办法止住这个血。
She was getting weaker and weaker, and I could not take care of her.
她越来越软弱，越虚弱，我没有办法照顾她。
We were newlyweds. We had to go back and live in her parents' house again.
我们才刚刚结婚，那个时候我们就搬回她的父母，我的岳父母家里住。
And I remember the day the doctor said, the only medication that we can give is azulfadine. It's a sulfur-based drug, and my wife is allergic to sulfur-based drugs.
当时我还记得医生说，唯一的那个药呢，就是 azulfadine。那这是那个硫的那个 base 啊，黄胺。但是呢，我的太太对这个药却是过敏的。
And, he said it is an experimental drug in Israel. If you want to fly to Israel, and maybe they can help her there.
他说，但是在当时在以色列有这个做实验的药。如果你们想要的话，你们就可以飞到以色列去。
And we decided at that time we're just going to have to trust the Lord.
当时我们就决定了，我们要全心信靠神。
And I can remember again, Brother Edwin, Brother Gardner, others would come to the home. Other of our friends would come, and we would pray and ask the Lord for mercy and help.
那当时我记得Brother Edwin 还有其他的前辈弟兄姐妹就来到我们当中，为我们祷告，向神求怜悯。
And Brother Edwin at that time reminded me of what happened to his son and how there was an attack there against the physical body of his son. And he said, it's akin to what's going on with your wife.
当时呢,Brother Edwin 就提醒我，当他全世界出来传道的时候也是这样，他的儿子也生病，跟现在的情形很像。
Whenever anybody wants to step out and serve God and give themselves totally and offer themselves, It might not be in the physical venue, but there will be an attack of the enemy because the enemy doesn't like it.
因为当有人他全心要跟随神，而且跨出这一步要来服侍主的时候，常常就是仇敌的攻击来拦阻。
But as was in the case of my cousin, so it was in the case of my wife. Jesus is victor.
那就像我发生在我堂哥身上，还有发生在我妻子的身上，耶稣都是得胜的。
There may be afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
一人虽然会多受苦难，但是耶和华拯救他们。
And one afternoon, just I was there and my wife, and Brother Edwin came over, and he did not say anything. He walked into the room, he knelt down next to the bed where my wife was, and then he began to pray.
有一天艾文弟兄就来到我的家里，到了我妻子的卧房，他没有说什么话，就跪在床前开始祷告。
He finished praying and Joyce looked at me and said, did you feel that?
当他祷告完了以后，我的妻子就问我，你有没有感觉到什么？
I said, no, I didn't feel anything, but I'm not sick.
但是他说，我没有什么感觉，但是我没有病啊。
And she said, Jesus touched me.
他说，耶稣触摸了我。
And Jesus touched her.
耶稣的确触摸了她。
She didn't get up immediately. She didn't have the strength to get up yet. And I still had to carry her to the bathroom. And she was still weak in body.
她没有办法立刻起来，因为身上完全没有力气。我还是得搀扶着她去上厕所。
But a day or two later, she began to gain strength.
但是大一两天以后，她的力量就慢慢的复原了。
A week later, she was out of bed.
一个礼拜以后，她就可以从床上起来。
And she's been well from that sickness since.
她从此以后，她就从那个病得痊愈。
Because Jesus is victor.
因为耶稣是得胜者。
And here was a conflict that Gideon faced.
在这里，我们也看见了基甸所面临的征战。
It's not nice when your father's house wants to kill you.
当你父家的父老想要杀你，这不是一个好的感受。
Jesus said to his disciples, hey guys, if you really want to follow me, they're going to hate some of you. They're going to put others of you in prison. They're going to kill others of you. But be faithful.
耶稣就有提醒他的门徒，如果你们要跟随我，有人就会要杀害你、破坏你，甚至于把你下在监里，但是你要忠心到底。
And so Gideon now he sees these armies amassing, coming closer to attack.
在这里，基甸就看见这各路的敌人呢都聚集在一起，要来攻打他们。
And the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him.
然后耶和华的灵降在基甸身上。
He just didn't pick up his trumpet and play it.
他不是就是立刻就拿起脚来吹。
He played the trumpet by the Spirit of the Lord that came upon him.
而是他是靠着耶和华降在他身上的灵来吹这个脚。
I've heard instruments played under the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord.
我有听过当人因着神的恩膏神的灵来吹奏乐器的时候。
This man, Brother Wanamaker, walked into the room of a girl that was dying and he began to play his violin.
这位万老牧师他曾经到一个小女孩的家里，这个小女孩已经快要死掉了，他就开始弹拉他的小提琴。
He never audibly prayed.
他并没有出声祷告
played
他就是在那里拉他的小提琴
And before he left playing his violin, the girl was made perfectly well.
在他还没有弹奏完以前这个小女孩就得医治了
David played his harp, remember, in front of Saul.
你记得大卫也在扫罗面前弹琴吗
And the evil spirit that Saul was possessed with seemed to abate or become calm once again.
那个扫罗身上受邪灵的捆绑，但是当他听见弹琴的时候，他就安静下来。
As the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, he blew the trumpet that had not been sounded for at least 7 years.
耶和华的灵降在基甸的身上，他就开始吹角，当时角声在这个地方已经7年可能都没有听到了。
He played something that The troops understood this is a rallying call.
那他一吹角，这些军队就知道这个是聚集合的角声。
He was trying to gather the army together.
因为他在集合他的军队。
He probably didn't play taps, dun 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 dun. He probably played reveille, ba bum ba da ba ba bum ba da ba ba bum ba da.
他可能是吹的是这种声音。
And as he played, the Spirit of God began to work among the people of God.
但当开始吹角的时候，神的灵也在这些会众中间做工。
Now he was already becoming a vessel unto honor.
所以他现在已经成有这个贵重器皿的样子了。
He was going to be used to deliver the Midianites or deliver the Israelites from the hand of the Midianites, but God was beginning to use Gideon.
神现在已经开始来用基甸。
But how was it that God was beginning to use Gideon? Because of what?
为什么神开始要可以用基甸了呢？
Tell me.
为什么？
Why was it that God could use Gideon?
为什么神现在可以用基甸？
What happened to Gideon?
在基甸身上发生了什么事？
What came upon him?
是什么降在他的身上？
The Spirit of God.
耶和华的灵。
The Spirit of God came upon him.
耶和华的灵降在基甸身上。神的恩膏。
The presence of God.
神的同在。
The hand of God. Use whatever expressions you want to use, it's all the same.God came to Gideon.
或是神的手，我们不管叫他什么，神来到基甸了。
It wasn't Gideon's ability to go woo and play a ram's horn. It was God's spirit that came on Gideon.
所以基甸不是凭着他的能力吹角，而是因为神的灵降在他的身上。
And summoned the troops from different places to follow him.
这军队就从各方来集合跟随他。
From Asher, from Zebulun, from Naphtali.
从亚瑟，从西布伦，从拿弗他利。
They're all going out to meet Gideon.
他们都出来跟基甸会合。
These tribes, these different tribes of the children of Israel had some vast distinct differences.
这些百姓呢，神的百姓，他们彼此之间是有很大的不同的。
They did not all like each other.
他们并不喜欢对方。
They were all God's people, but they didn't all like each other.
虽然他们都是神的百姓，但是他们彼此却是不合的。
It's kind of like the Asian and the Caucasian.
就像亚洲人还有西方人一样。我们有的时候不敢说，但是我们不太喜欢对方。
It's kind of like, you know, this difference and that difference and these people. It's the JMI versus the whatever else is around here. The SVCAs. It's Ridgewood versus JMI.
就好像是利居屋跟 JMI, 我们会有不同，甚至于在加州的教会也。不同，但是我们都是神的百姓，我们都属于他。
But I'm from Asher, and you're from Gad, and Asher is better than Gad, and our Asherites are much better than the Gadites. And
有的人却说我是亚瑟人，亚瑟人比加德人好，或是他们之间就这样子有矛盾。
I'm sorry. Jesus got down in John 17, and he said, "Father, dear Father."Could these people all be one?
这就像耶稣在约翰福音十七章那里祷告。
Could they all be one just like me and you are one?
天父啊，可不可以他们都合一，像你跟我合一一样？
Why?
为什么呢？
So that we could feel good about our oneness, no, so that the world may know.
为什么呢？是为了这样子我们可以感觉好吗？不是，
so that the world may know that we're one,
而是世界可以知。看出来我们在你里面的合一。
What happens to all the walls? I'm this denomination. I'm from this church. I lived here. I was born here. I was baptized by Uncle Hans. I was.
我们中间或许有许多的这样子的隔断的墙。我们有这个背景，有这个有这个工会，有这个背景，或是我是被吴老牧师案例的。
The Apostle Paul dealt with this at the church in Corinth.
所以当使徒保罗到哥林多教会的时候
I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, and I'm of Cephas.
所以有的人说我是属基法的，我是属保罗的，我是属彼得的，亚波罗的。那保罗就说难道基督是被分别的吗？我以为这中间隔断的墙早已经被拆毁了。
I didn't think there was a Jew or a Greek or a barbarian or a Scythian or a learned or an unlearned or a wise. I didn't think there were any distinctions or differences.
我不觉得我们中间应该再有这些的分别，不管是犹太人、希腊人、化外人，这些的分别应该都不再有了。
I have brothers.
我有
do not know how to speak a word of English.
我有一些弟兄，他们根本就不会说英文的。
I was in Romania a number of years ago.
我有好几年以前，我到了罗马尼亚服侍。
I speak one word while I could die. I can say da.
我一句话都不能说，我只会说一个字，就是da。
I don't know Romanian. I was invited to go there, and so I went.
有人邀请我到罗马尼亚服侍，我就去了。
I went.From Romania to Hungary, different those Eastern European countries.
我从罗马尼亚到匈牙利，都到这些东欧的国家。
And it was mostly village people, not in the large cities. And the village people, they didn't know a word of English.
那我所访问的地方都是村庄、农村，所以他们都不会说英文的。
I didn't know a word of their language.
我也不懂他们说的话。
Imagine sitting around the table, eating a nice prepared meal, and the only thing you can do is go.
你能够想象吗？我坐在那里一桌子的好菜，那我只能微笑跟他们点头。
I felt lonely.
我有点感到孤单。
I wanted to go back home.
我也有点想回家。
And then we went to church.
然后我们到了教会。
And there was a group of people singing up there in the front. I didn't know what they were singing about.
有一些人在教会的前面就开始唱诗歌，我不知道他们唱什么。
But they began to sing.
然后他们开始唱歌。
And then others began to worship.
大家开始敬拜神。
I'm home again.
我就感觉到我又回到了家里。
I'm home because I'm in God's presence.
我有感觉回到了家里，因为有神的同在。
There's no Romanian or Hungarian.
不再有罗马尼亚人，有匈牙利人。
One in Christ.
我们都在主里是一。
I remember how that lonely feeling just lifted from me.
我还记得那个孤单的感觉一下子就走掉了。
It was the same feeling I had when I was in Taiwan.
当我去台湾的时候，我有同样的感觉。
Only Taiwan is worse.
台湾更糟糕。
I mean, Romanian, at least it's close.
至少罗马尼亚人跟我们还比较近。
Chinese,
中国人。中国
depends on which way you go at the end, it could be a completely different word.
中文，看你这个一声、二声、三声，那个意思是很不一样的。
But again, the same thing. When you get into God's presence,
但是同样的，当你进入了神的同在。
When I was leaving, is this being recorded?
有录音吗？今天？
When I was leaving Taiwan, the last meeting that I was in,
当我离开台湾的时候，我们最后的一场聚会。
My translator, who was of course very proficient in English, translating for me, I wanted to say something in Chinese.
当时呢，我就想说一点中文跟大家表达。
So I said from the bottom of my heart, I want to just say to all of you that are here, Shishi.
So I say from the bottom, 我想从我的心底深处，我想跟大家说一声谢谢。
But I said it wrong. I don't know the wrong I said. I said shishi. I should have said shishi or shishu or shushu. I said it wrong.
但是我把谢谢说错了，我不知道我到底说了什么。
He just burst out laughing.
那我的翻译就开始大笑。
The congregation burst out laughing.
那整个会众都开始大笑。
All these people got happy because I said thank you in Chinese.
我在想，因为我说了谢谢，大家都这么开心吗？
Until my translator whispered in my ear, he said, "You just said that you really need to use the bathroom."
我的翻译就跟我说，你刚刚讲的意思就是你想要上厕所的意思。
The last time I tried talking Chinese.
这就是最后一次我想跟我要试我的中文，再也不说了。
But they're my brothers, they're my sisters.
但是这些还是我的弟兄姐妹。
We love one another with the pure heart fervently. We're one in Christ.
我们仍然是以那么纯净的心彼此相爱，因为我们在基督里都是一的。
What is it that unites people?
那到底是什么可以使人合一？
I should ask, who is it that unites
me? 或是我应该说，谁把我们合一？
God's presence, it's God's spirit.
因为是神的灵，神的同在。
To the church in Ephesus, Paul wrote, endeavor to keep the unity of the spirit.
就像保罗对以弗所教会说的，要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We have never been asked by God to create unity.
我们从来神从来没有要我们去创造一个合一。
We could all wear the same clothes, put the same hat on, walk the same step or whatever we want to do, trying to create unification or unity.
或许人可以用他的力量来创造一个合一，我们都穿同样的衣服，同样的帽子，我们走同样的步伐。
We're vastly different.
但是我们其实是非常不同的。
We look different. We eat different food. We speak different languages.
我们长得不一样，我们吃的不一样，我们说的不一样。
There's diversity in the unification of the body of Christ.
在神的合一里面却是有不同的。
So the eye can't say to the ear, I don't need you.
所以我们没有办法跟耳朵说我不需要你。
And the ear can't say to the hand, I don't need you either.
耳朵也不可以对手说我不需要你。
Because every member of the body of Christ is united to each other as we hold to the head.
因为我们是在身，我们是在元首里面合而为一。
Here comes the unity of the body of Christ, of the church in Israel. The believers who loved God, who were God's people, are now all finally coming together.
因为在基督的一个身体里面，神的百姓终于可以合一了。
Down there in the village a lot of years ago.
在好几年以前，在那个 village.
I was a counselor down with the boys.
当时我是男孩子的辅导。
And after the meeting, they came to the front there by the fireplace to pray, to kneel down and pray.
在聚会完了以后，这些男孩子就到火炉面前跪下来祷告。
And I probably told you the story before, but it's always vivid in my mind. There's one little boy. He was a hopeful little boy, 9 years old.
当时有一个小男孩，大概9岁左右。
And he was kneeling down at the altar.
他跪在这个台前。
And he had one hand raised to heaven.
有一只手，他就伸向天。
But with his other hand,
那他却用另外一只手。
He was punching the guy next to him in the back.
他就打他旁边的小孩，从后面打他。
And I never forgot that.
我一直都没有办法忘记这个影像。
That's kind of like what a lot of people that I know do.
因为我觉得这好像我们今天很多的人做的。一方面我们唱我爱你。
But I hate you.
我爱你，但是我恨这个人。
We get to take joy, my king.
我们享受我们的主。
He takes joy in unity.
但是我们的主喜悦我们合一。
It's where the presence of God is manifest according to the Psalm 133. God commands his blessing when brothers dwell together in unity.
所以就像诗篇133篇，当弟兄和睦同居的时候，神何等的喜悦，他的同在就降临。
It's no accident that in Acts chapter 2, the disciples, before the Holy Spirit was poured out upon them, were in one accord.
所以就像使徒行传第二章当使徒们聚在一起同心合意的时候祷告，圣灵就降下来。我们都可以在同一个地方，但是我们必须要同心。
But there are battles out there to be fought.
因为在我们的眼前有征战必须要。
God needs to win victories for his kingdom, yes?
是的，神希望能够得胜，他的国能够得胜。
God wants to be glorified.
神也希望能够得荣耀。
He needs a people who are united.
但是他需要他的百姓能够合一。
Onward, Christian soldiers marching as to war.
就像我们说那个耶和华的军队要向前。
And that song goes on and it says, "All one body we."
我们都是同一个身体。
And so as Gideon was playing his trumpet, anointed by the Spirit of the Lord.People came from all over the place.
所以当基甸他在耶和华的灵的恩膏底下吹角的时候，人都到他那里汇合。
And Gideon sees all these people. They look more like sheep for the slaughter than an army.
当基甸看见这些人的时候，他们觉得这些就好像是将宰的羊，而不像一个军队。
We might have 32,000 of us, but we're no match for the Midianites and all the armies of the eastern tribes.
虽然有32,000人，但是跟米甸人这些敌人相比，简直不可比。
But here we are, Gideon. Here we are. You called, and here we are. God called, and here we are.
但是这些人说，基甸啊，因为你呼召了，因为神呼召了，我们就来了。
And then just in closing this morning, this last part of the chapter.Gideon says, God, if you're really still interested in this whole thing that you called me to, you're going to have to prove yourself.
那在结束之前，我们看见基甸却对神说：“你神啊，你如果真的照你所说的，要借我的手拯救以色列人。
”We can't do this by our might. or by our power, it's going to take the Spirit of the Lord.
我不能够照着我的能力，照着我的方法，必须要照着神的灵。
That's not quite what Gideon says, but that's what I take it to mean. Gideon says to God, God, if you're going to save Israel by my hand, as you've promised, look, I will place a wool fleece on the threshing floor, and if there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said.
基甸对神说，你若果照着所说的，就借着我的手拯救以色列人，我就把羊毛，一团羊毛放在禾场上，若但是羊毛上有露水，别的地方都是干的，我就知道你必照着所说的话，借我的手拯救以色列人。
And that is what happened. Gideon rose the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew, a bowl full of water.
那这也就是次日早晨基甸起来见果然是这样的，将羊毛挤一挤，从羊毛中拧出来满盆的露水来。
God had said to his people that he would be the dew that would descend upon them upon Mount Hermon. God would be that dew, that spirit of God.
神有说过，他就像那个黑门的甘露，他像那个甘露要降在黑门的底下。
God, if you come down and you soakI think Gideon was that fleece. If you soak this piece of wool, Lord, I'll know that you're calling me. I'll know that you're leading me.
基甸呢，就好像是那一团羊毛。他说：“神啊，你如果把这个用露水充满这个羊毛，我就知道你呼召了我。”
I'm not going out there to try to do anything without you with me.
因为我不，如果你不与我同在，我绝对没有办法出征。
I like to think that bowl that he wrung out that water in was the same bowl that he had emptied the night before or the days before and poured out before the Lord.
我想这个他把羊毛拧出来挤满盆的水，这个盆子很可能就是他原来用来盛汤的，把汤倒出来的那个盆子。
We pour out ourselves before him.
当我
Our ambitions, our plans, our talents, our abilities,all that we think we must have or that God needs, we pour it all out before him.
我们把自己完全的倒出来，我们的野心，我们的计划，我们的盼望，我们的一切一切都把它倒出来。
The emptier he gets us, the more capacity there is for him to fill us.
我们越被倒空，他就越能够充满我们。
Emptied that thou shouldest fill me, a clean vessel in thy hands.
让我们成为一个干净的倒空的器皿，使你可以充满。
With no power, but as thou givest, graciously with each command.
我们虽然没有能力，但是你会照着你的应许来赐给我们。
Gideon gets up that next morning, and sure enough, that fleece is soaked. He wrings it out and gets a bowl full of water. And then Gideon says, oh, just one more request, Lord.
虽然基甸从羊毛里拧出了满盆的露水，基甸却又说，主啊，还有一件事。
Let me just, don't be angry with me.
求你不要向我发怒。
One more test with the fleece?
我想再试一次。
This time, Lord, I'm going to put the fleece there, but let the fleece be dry and all the ground around it soak.
这一次呢，我要再将羊毛试一次。这一次呢，如果羊毛是干的，别的地方都有露水。
Now, what is that all about?
这到底是怎么回事？
It's all about this. Gideon wasn't the only one in this battle.
因为基甸不是唯一的一个要去打仗的人。
I'm not the only one in this battle.
我也不是这场战里面唯一的一个一位。你也不是唯一的一个。
There are others with us.
因为还有别人跟我们一起。
Gideon was now 32,000, going to soon be 300 men.
因为基甸的那32,000人很快的就要变成只有300人。
They're going to have to go face the foe.
那他们必须要能够面对仇敌。
And Gideon might be their leader.
基甸可能是他们的领袖。
But we all need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
但是每一位都需要被圣灵充满。
Oh, but I'm not the leader.
你说我可能不是领袖。
We all need to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
但是我们每一位都需要被圣灵充满。
There are 120 that were in the upper room. How many of them can you name?
在小楼祷告的时候有120个门徒，你知道有多少人的名字吗？
You can name very few and you can guess at a few others.
你可能你只知道某些人的名字，几个人的名字。
But most of them were just people.
但是大部分的人也不过就是一个会众，一个没有名字的不名不见经传的人。但是每一位都被圣灵充满。为什么每一位都需要被圣灵充满呢？因为神要建立他的教会，教会里每一位都被圣灵充满。
What don't you know that your body is the temple?Of the Holy Ghost.
你岂不知你的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
So give your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God.
所以将你的身体献上当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Let him get rid of the idols and get rid of the Asherah poles that are back there somewhere. Let him break every fetter and set you free.
让我们打碎一切的偶像，断开一切的锁链，让我们可以自由。
So that his spirit might rest upon you and you might be in a place where you can then be used.For his honor and his glory.
让我们可以自由地被神使用，成为贵重的器皿。
And to that end, we need to be being filled with the Holy Ghost.
为了成就这个，我们必须持续地被圣灵充满。
That command in Ephesians 5, be filled with the Spirit, is in the present continuous tense.
以弗所书第五章那个命令要被圣灵充满是一个持续现在进行式。
In the Greek, it's in the passive. Allow yourself to continually be filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且是被动式的，就是让我们可以持续的被圣灵充满。
It's what made the difference in Peter's life.
这也就是为什么彼得有这么大的改变。
You remember Peter who denied the Lord, couldn't stand for the Lord, didn't know the Lord.
你记得彼得他三次否认主，他没有办法为主站住。
What changed that last week in Peter's life before the crucifixion and the book of Acts?
就在那么一个礼拜的里面，从那个耶稣被钉十字架到就从那最后的一个礼拜到后来使徒行传第二章。
Peter was one of those filled with the Holy Ghost.
因为彼得就是其中一位被圣灵充满的。
Before Jesus went into his earthly ministry, we read that he was baptized by John in the Jordan River.
当耶稣在地上开始他的服事之前，施洗约翰受洗。
And the heavens opened up.
当时天开了。
And a dove came down.
圣灵如鸽子降下来。
Oh, who? What's a dove?
这个鸽子是谁呢？
The Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove.
因为圣灵如鸽子的形状降下来。
God, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, the Son.
圣灵，神的灵，临到这个神的儿子。
Anointing him for the ministry that he was about to do.
为了他将来所要面临的服事，所要执行的服事来恩膏他。
And so it is with us.
所以我们也是一样。
Be being filled with the Spirit.
持续的被圣灵充满。
Lord, you filled me yesterday.
主啊，你曾经昨天充满我。
But I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
但是今天我要再一次的被新鲜的膏油恩膏。
Life in the Spirit, not a moving in and moving out, and I'll get to the retreat and be filled with the Spirit and go back home and leak all over the place.
所以我们这个必须是充满生命的，不是我们来到了特会被圣灵充满，回家了以后马上就漏光了。
Lord, I can be filled with the Spirit today and tomorrow and the next day, and I shall be anointed with fresh oil.
而是我今天、明天、后天，我每一天都要被新鲜的膏油充满。
I'm sorry for doing this again, but Chinese, do you have in your book "Fill Me Now"?
我们诗歌里面。
I got some yeses and I got some noes.
诗歌有没有这一首 "Fill Me Now"?
Not in this one. Do you know the chorus? Do you know the prayer? Can we sing it together?
我们可不可以唱这首歌的充满我、充满我的副歌？
Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
耶稣来充满我。
Maybe you can make that your prayer for now. Jesus, now come.
让我们现在就唱，把它当成我们的祷告。
You give me a good note and I'll start with you. Fill me now, fill me now, Jesus, come and fill me now, fill me with thy Holy Spirit, come, oh come and fill me now.
Yes, Lord, fill us, Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, alleluia. Come, O Lord Jesus, by your Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia. Hallelujah, fill us, Lord, afresh and anew. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Passing this way today. Amen. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our heart, Lord. We need you. Oh, Lord, fill with your Holy Spirit, we pray. Alleluia. Grant it, O Lord, I pray, dear Jesus. Alleluia, O Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, as we wait before you in these closing moments of this meeting,
哦, 主啊，当这个聚会要结束的时候，我们等候在你的面前。
We long for a visitation of your Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们盼望你的圣灵来造访我们。
Gaining greater leverage and control over our lives.
让你有更多在我们身上掌权。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我们。
Jesus, we come and offer our bodies to you.
耶稣，我们在你面前献上我们的身体。
And Lord, we may not be perfect, we desire to be.
我们可能不完全，但是我们盼望完全。
We may have shortcomings and flaws, and we know them well.
我们身上有很多的缺陷，是我们自己知道的。
But Lord, you're able to change us.
但是你可以改变我们。
You're able to make us different.
你可以改变我们，使我们不同。
We can leave things in this room that we came in with. We can walk out free.
我们可以带一些毛病在这里，但是当我们离开的时候，我们是自由的。当神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。哦，让我们从我们的己被脱离。哦，释放我们从我们的己出来。还有我们自己有这么多的意见。哦哦，所有我们的知识。让我们降服，让我们看见我们实在是一无所事。我们能够献上最好的礼物，就是一个倒空的器皿。
That you could then fill with your spirit.
然后你就可以将你的灵充满我们。
We long, Jesus, for you to do just that.
主啊，我们盼望你能够做这样子的工在我们身上，新鲜的恩膏。
Holy Spirit, breathe on us.
圣灵啊，对我们吹气。
We need a new empowering in our lives.
我们需要有新的能力在我们身上。
We thank you, dear Lord, that you're able throughout this day to cause there to be an open heaven above us.
主啊，我们相信，我们也感谢今天你要把天向我们敞开。
Make us good receivers.
让我们都能够接受。
To take out of your fullness grace upon grace.
所以我们可以在恩典中恩上加恩的领受你的丰。 充满，
to live in the Spirit,
可以活在圣灵中，在圣灵里行走，让你照着你的旨意做工在我们身上。
Have your way with us, we pray.
主啊，让你在我们身上有路，照着你的旨意。我们把一切的颂赞、荣耀、尊贵都归给你。
In Jesus' name we ask.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to sing in closing with you, if you would. It's probably not in the Chinese book, but 111, I think it is in the English book, in the Pilgrim Camp book. It's entitled Fresh Anointing. I hope I got the right number. In the white book, the Pilgrim Camp booklet.
在这首Pilgrim Camp 的诗歌。
Number 111.
111首。
Lord, I want to live so close to Thee that I'll know Your will and plan for me, just to have Your blessing on the things I do.And Your strength in each trial to stay true. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. For I need a new empowering in my life.By Your precious blood, in the darkest hour, my Jesus, send Your light, for Thy word in its power can pierce the night. Fresh anointing, a fresh anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on.For I need a new empowering in my life to be used far, far the fresh anointing, anointing, Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need.Oh.
on, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Rabaja, Rabaraba.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Let
we believe you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you. You brought us together on purpose.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你照着你的旨意把我们带在一起。
We are all empty.
我们都是倒空的。
We have no might. We have no power.
我们没有势力，也没有才能。
We don't even know what to do.
我们也不知道该如何行。
But our eyes are on you.
但是我们的眼目注视你。
We're looking at you, and you said, "By beholding you, we're changed."
但是我们的眼目注视你，因为你说我们注视你，我们就会被改变。
We want to be changed.
我们希望被改变。
We want to be set free.
我们希望得自由。
You have the power to deliver us.
因为你有能力可以释放我们。
Set us free from ourselves.
把我们从我们的己释放出来。
Oh, Jesus, set us free from the things that hinder your spirit.
把我们从一切拦阻你圣灵的事释放出来。
Oh, baptize us in your humility.
用你的谦卑来恩膏我们。
Help us to come down very low.
让我们降杯再降杯。
Oh, you have told us in your word, the rain fills the pools.
因为你的话告诉我们，那个雨水是在低洼处积蓄。
It doesn't fill the bumps, the mountains.
但是它不会在山顶上聚集。
The high and exalted, you let it pour down into the pools.
因为水是从高处流到低处。
We want to be empty pools today.
今天我们就希望成为一个空的一个低洼的地方。
We want to come down very low.
我们希望能够极卑微。
That you may overflow in us.
所以你可以充满我们。
That we will have your spirit within us.
所以我们可以有你的灵在我们里面。
Purify our hearts.
来洁净我们。
That we may be clean vessels in your hand.
所以我们可以成为清洁的器皿在你的手中。
We ask it for your glory. Prepare us for what else you have for us today.
用你的荣耀来充满我们，预备我们，迎接你要来给我们的祝福。
Oh, Jesus, thank you for coming.
主啊，谢谢你来到我们当中。
You were here all the time.
因为你一直都在这里。
And you brought us each one on purpose.
你把我们每一个人带来都有一个美好的计划。
And we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
John has announcements at the table today. You're dismissed.We're dismissed. You can say we have dinner in a half hour.
我们大概十二点半我们吃中餐，现在我们聚会结束。